Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order Solutions Blog Radio. This is our podcast for the week, February 5th, 2017. I don't know how many names I should mention on the air, and you know, if you're listening and you want to hear something new. I have a cousin with a birthday today. I have a niece with a birthday today. I have lots of things going on with people and their celebrations. Last night, I was on Long Island and I was visiting friends, and we had our Christmas party, which was postponed due to weather. And I also had flu. I wasn't going to make it if the weather didn't crap out on us. So I was lucky that I didn't miss that gathering. Relocating has changed my life, and it has left me with certain times that I can't be with my friends when everybody gets together, and we used to socialize at least monthly when we were all living in the same place, and life changes and people move on. So let's get to the show tonight. We're going to go through our new format layout so that we can touch on different things going on that affect our lives daily. And Girl in Town is going to talk about Greenwich Village, New York City. That's where she was today. And I'm definitely going back. Some discoveries there we'll talk about in about a half an hour. Anyway, once again, this is Create New Order Solutions podcast. And you're at www.createneworder.com. And on Blog Talk Radio is where you hear me live. And you can call in and join the conversation. If you want to spend some time having a conversation about some of the things you're experiencing in your life, iTunes, we should be available on iTunes. I see that we have a little bit of an interruption there, so we're going to make sure we get that up and running for you. If you'd like to email us, you can email me at solutions@createneworder.com. And if you'd like to call into the show, you can call into the show at 657-383-0732. Big thank you to bensound.com is where our music comes from for our lead-ins and our break and our lead-out. And they have some really unique and nice-sounding music. I have searched the internet, and Ben Sound is definitely a provider that I highly, highly recommend. So today is February 5th, 2017. Time marches on. My little grandson, Towns, is 4 months old now, so we're watching these little grandchildren grow up, which is a lot of fun, and I saw them yesterday. Too much fun with a toddler playing chase. It's good times, good feelings, and lots of love. The weather here, New York City, 40 and cloudy tonight. Actually, out my window, it's looking pretty clear, so who knows? Maybe it'll clear up and we'll have a beautiful, beautiful week. It was really a beautiful day. The sun was in and out today in New York City, and it was cold, but there really was no wind, and walking around the city, if you dress appropriately, you're very, very comfortable. And traffic was low today in New York City. There were many people out, but it wasn't overcrowded out, and I actually got some parking. I parked on the street for the two locations that I ended up going to. for Girl in Town and to discover Greenwich Village today. So it was fantastic. I was really, really happy about that. Delaware, Bethany, Delaware, 45 degrees and clear tonight. Sanibel Island, Florida, 68 and partly sunny. San Francisco, 58 and cloudy. It's a little chilly out there. And Tulsa, Oklahoma, 61 and cloudy. Juneau, Alaska, 34 and partly sunny. So they're getting all the sun in Sanibel Island in Juneau, but it's cold in both places. And of course, Paris, France, it is 45 degrees and cloudy. Tonight, Super Bowl 51. I always know which Super Bowl it is, which number it is, because Super Bowl is 1 year younger than I am. So it's easy for me to remember. Tonight, the Super Bowl, it should have already started, and it's the Patriots and the Falcons, and I should update the score and give the score to the listeners out there, and I don't know what time the halftime show will be on, but the halftime show is a major draw in the entertainment industry, the sporting world. I have some opinions on sports and entertainment and the amount of money that it generates. And, you know, people who are hungry and sporting events are generating millions and millions, maybe billions of dollars. Who knows? But good luck to both teams tonight, the Patriots and the Falcons. I'm not quite sure who to root for because neither of those are New York teams. So Lady Gaga will be your entertainment at the halftime show, I understand. And Lady Gaga is always controversial and always entertaining. This is very true. She's such a beautiful woman. Her music is unique. To be honest with you, she's not number one on my go-to list of music to listen to, but some of her songs are favorites of mine. And hearing her sing with Tony Bennett is amazing. You know, when you have voices that complement each other like theirs do, It's lovely to enjoy them. She, you know, will do her singing and her dancing. And I looked up, I saw her press conference as far as the halftime show was concerned. Their rehearsals, they're practicing on a mock stage. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into success. And when we watch celebrities and we watch movies and we watch interviews and we watch the small amounts of time where they're sitting in a chair speaking with somebody who has a show or has a program, we're seeing the result of a tremendous amount of hard work that we never see. And I think that one of the stressors that many people suffer from, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more after we get through the housekeeping, is people don't appreciate the hard work that somebody like Lady Gaga does every single day. Her schedule every single day is about health and fitness and writing and devoting the time that she needs to devote to bring to life her shows, her music, her mission, and her goals. Her dreams can be anything she wants them to be, but without the consistent routine and the consistent hard work to make them happen, they don't happen. So we hear about, and many of us have heard this a million times over, and I'm going to say it again, you have your 15 minutes of fame. But to get that 15 minutes, to strive and work hard to achieve what you need to achieve, it's not easy. It might look easy in the final end. It may look like it comes naturally to someone. And maybe after so many years of hard work and practice, it comes naturally. But I'm sure there's days where she feels, Lady Gaga particularly, we're talking about her because she's the topic in the press today, but I think she's a very good example right out there in front of us. I am sure she has days where she just does not want to get out of bed either, where she's tired, where she might feel a little fatigued, where maybe she just needs a break. Everybody feels those things. Everybody wants those things. And for her, it may last for 5 minutes, it may last for 5 hours. I don't know. I know sometimes for me it lasts for 5 minutes, and sometimes for me it lasts for 5 hours. Generally, a good harsh talking to from myself is what gets me motivated and gets me going. But we all lose ground. So we're going to talk about the stressors that knock us down and how sometimes things are difficult for us to keep going, and how we have to be consistent and have to push ourselves to take the next step, to do the next step, to make those same moves every single day without fail. Make it routine. Make it everything that you need it to be to reach the dream you're dreaming of. That's what our show is about. That's what creating your new order is all about, is inventing your life with intent, with personal determination. Create your new order. Make happen what it is you want in your life to happen. What do you think? These football players are playing in the Super Bowl tonight. You know, this stuff just happens. Every day they train. Every day they practice. Every day they're learning plays or lifting weights or talking strategies or running drills. Every day. And do you think they're always perfect? No. But the harder they work, and hard work doesn't necessarily mean brute force. It doesn't necessarily mean heavy lifting. Hard work is putting in the determination, the dream work to reach that goal. How great must they feel today to play in the Super Bowl? That alone to make it to this point, to get to that final game that only two teams made it through the entire season to get there. Now, I'm not putting down any other team because it didn't work for them, not this year. But it could work for them next year. So we're going to talk about a little bit more about that. But our focus tonight is really to dream and build and be the strategy of your life. There's a typo in our advertisement, so I'll have to go in and fix it. But what is it? What is it that stresses you? What is stress doing to you? Who's in control of the stress? And what's your behavior? What is your behavior? Who's running your ship? Do you have a plan? If you don't, then somebody else will work you into their plan. So you need to get it in gear and get your attitude in check to build your dreams, to set yourself up for achieving all that you imagine can be. Are you going to be 100% successful the first time that you go and you aim to do something? No, but you are going to learn lessons if you allow yourself. If you allow yourself to reflect and examine each of the daily things that occur, if you allow yourself to look back at the end of the day, instead of reacting to the day, look back on the day and say, okay, how did this day unfold? What was the result of my day? What was the result of my actions? What was the result of my hard work? And reflect on it, not feel it. Think about what had happened. Think about what you could do better. Think about what you did well. And really absorb it. Reflect on it and understand the deliberate steps made. Understand your carelessness in the navigation of your time. Understand what you can learn from your experience of today. And how your day was set up either with a good attitude first thing in the morning or a bad attitude first thing in the morning. Which way did you start your day? Don't know. You only know that. I know personally when I start my day with a positive attitude, when I start my day after some meditation, I start my day after exercising, I start my day after having a decent breakfast. I start my day taking my vitamins. I start my day picking out five things that I'm going to focus on today, whether they're personal or business or both. Five things that I am going to put my time and energy into accomplishing so that I consistently do everything else. Take the vitamins, do the exercise, do the meditation, read something. Straighten up along the way out the door so that when I come home to a nice, fresh, organized, clean house. Because I try to keep everything neat and clean as I go. Don't mess it up. Don't have to clean it up. It's that simple. We always make a mess. At least I know I do. And that's okay. Life is messy. It's not about making a mound. It's about taking care of things along the way, all day, every day. But back to the point, as you navigate your time with the things that are routine, that give you the self-care that you need in your life every single day. For example, lighting the candle that sits above the shelf, above my computer, as I sit here and talk to you on this podcast. Light the candle so the fragrance comes through the room while I'm speaking to you. It gives me a calming sense. It boosts my energy. It inspires me through light and fragrance. I do things like that in my home all the time, especially if I'm feeling fatigued, especially if I'm feeling a little low, especially if I'm feeling like I'm working really, really hard and the hill is just so steep. Those little niceties that I give to myself take some of the stress and the edge off. They remind me, whether I'm really focused on them or not, they're in the periphery. And these things in the periphery support me and give me a better feeling. I feel good about what's going on around me. I feel good about where I'm sitting. I feel good about my environment while I'm doing something that might be challenging or difficult. This takes stress off me as I'm working in a stressful situation. So do you really think that Super Bowl 51 and the people playing in Super Bowl 51 and Lady Gaga, who's entertaining in the middle, do you really think any of them had it easy? No, today is all about the glory. They're getting the glory of their hard work. But how long did it take them to get here? These are seasoned players. These are seasoned entertainers. These are people who put every single day, everything they have, whether you see it or not, into what they're doing. How do they look? Lady Gaga, God bless her. All day today, I was seeing streaming online about her practicing. And, you know, I think she was wearing a pair of panties and a football jersey, a pink football jersey with the number 51 on it and a helmet. And she was in her dressing room, you know, private quarters. And I think she had some makeup on. But she purposely looks that way because she knows she's going to be streaming. But she's moving and warming up and navigating that room in the zone. She needs to be in the zone. She needs to move around. But she's not going through the entire routine step by step. She's going through certain things that she wants to make sure she does automatically so it doesn't look like she's putting effort into it. So she's got to practice over and over and over again. So swinging her hips. Over and over and over and over and over again, so that it's just a natural movement for her. It's the same for us. If we do anything in our lives, we want these things to be natural movements to us so that we are not thinking about them and we are not awkward, that we navigate through our time naturally moving. Choreograph your life. Put your life together in the positive way that I know everybody can. My experience working with people, it's a shift. It's shifting what it is that you want to do and how you want to live. That is what life strategy is about. If you're dreaming it, then build it. Building is not easy. Go get Legos and put together an elaborate plan in your with your Legos. And yeah, it might be fun. Yeah, it might be a toy. But the lesson there is you have to think about it. You have to purposely put it together. Pieces have to fit together. If you don't like two colors together, you've got to make sure you navigate away from that and you organize your thoughts into building this little house for yourself or this little framework for yourself. So it takes a little bit of time and effort to make a Lego house. So what about your life? It takes time and effort. If you're sitting around waiting for somebody to knock on your door and ask you out on a date, then I don't think that's going to happen for you. It's not typical. You have to go out and make your life. And are you waiting for your life to start when you find somebody to share your life with? Then I challenge you. I challenge you to create a life on your own. You will be a stronger and more interesting person. You will be self-fulfilled. You'll have more confidence if you go out and live your life as you're experiencing and meeting new people that maybe will lead to finding that relationship. Now, most people talk to me about relationships and they're telling me that if you're not online dating, you're never going to meet anybody. I find that to be sad. So I really find that to be sad, that shopping for someone online is the way we socialize now. I socialized all day today in Greenwich Village as I worked on the Girl in Town segment. And the fact of the matter is that people are out there talking to each other. Now, maybe everybody meets online. Maybe I'm completely wrong. And maybe I'm a little old-fashioned. But I will tell you this. People were out talking. People were nice to each other. You could hear how people were relating to each other. And it was a pleasure, absolute pleasure to witness this today and see people just relaxing and enjoying their Sunday. So, Super Bowl commercials, which I'm sure will be all the talk and chatter tomorrow on every single radio show, every single television show, and you're going to see them over and over and over again, and I'll pick them up on YouTube. As many of you know, I don't have a TV subscription, so I'm not watching the game, and sports bars are not my place to be, not crazy about it. So if I had a posse that was into football here in this area, maybe I would have pre-taped the show and gone and watched the Super Bowl, but probably not. It's not my real cup of tea. What I'm interested in is I'm interested in learning about the leadership. I'm interested in learning about the team building. I'm interested in learning the strategies of playing the game. I would like to learn more about the game itself and understand how it works, because strategies and games and working together as a team choreographed to reach an objective, I'm all into that, that's for sure. So nationally, we've got lots of politics to talk about, which I'm not going to do today. Politics are politics, and we're watching our world change very dramatically. Whether you agree with it or you don't agree with it, it is what the status of our world is, and I will urge you to make your voice heard, to send an email, write a letter, make a phone call to your representatives, whether they be local or federal level. It's really critical that your voice is heard. It always has been. It's always been critical. And we've seen a lot of unrest in the world today. And I'm sorry, you know what? A correction in our world is not necessarily a bad thing. There are a lot of things that are really hurting people. You know, healthcare costs are really killing your middle class. And they can't afford to live. So the Affordable Care Act is just not named properly for certain people. You know, they're struggling. Now, they're struggling people because they don't have any food to eat, which I happen to know that there is an event that I will be going to in the next week or two to end hunger in North Bergen, New Jersey. I will be going to a consortium where there will be a discussion with some restaurants and a food pantry and some volunteers to get together to discuss the issue, because I'm sorry, this is America and we have starving children. It doesn't make sense to me. Make your voice heard, write a letter, send an email, make a phone call. That's as political as I'm getting today. So give me 1 minute. I'm going to take a big gulp of water because I think you can tell I'm a little dehydrated and a little sleepy too. I had a busy day down in the city. So let me get some water so I can stop yawning, and I will be right back. host of Create New Order Solutions podcast, www.createneworder.com. You can email me at solutions@createneworder.com, or you can call into the show at 657-383-0732 anytime and join the conversation. I have a feeling our competition with bowl game tonight may limit us on conversation. You can call us at Create New Order at area code 631-979-9530. And you can thank bensound.com for our break music and our lead-in. They've got some really quality music, unlicensed music out there on the web. And who knows, when this show gets bigger and, hey, maybe a little TV someday, I'm building it. Maybe they'll design something specifically for me. So we're going to get to Girl in Town right now. I was in Greenwich Village today. I had an appointment that I had to go to down in that area, so I made an event out of it, which is what I keep encouraging you to do, is making your life an event. Everything you do should be an event. Everything. Make it special. Make it interesting. Get people to join you to do it, or just do it on your own and really enjoy it as if you had an invitation to do this. See the world through that kind of enthusiasm. It's a lot of fun. It's a heck of a lot of fun to live life that way. So I was downtown. And I visited, I went to my appointment, but before then, I came in from Long Island. And one of the things that I've been looking for, and now is the time, if you're going to get a coat, you better get out there and get it now, because the coats are just about gone. The bathing suits are in the stores. I still don't get it. I still don't get why coats are not in the store until March, because it's cold until March, and maybe somebody needs a coat. And if you don't get it now, I can't even believe I got a coat now, because I really didn't expect to. But I knew what my best shot was, because I was in Bloomingdale's last week and doing some shopping in there. And I was in Lord & Taylor last week, and they were having their final clearance on their winter clothes. So where did I end up? I said, where's my best opportunity to get a coat right now at this time of the year? Well, you know, you got a lot of boutiques and a lot of places in the city, you know, those stores where they've got a big sign, everything 70% off. Well, yeah. But decided to go to Century 21. Now, I didn't know what I was going to get into as far as traffic and people, but the cold, cloudy weather probably kept them away. It was the perfect day to shop. The place was not crazy busy. There were not millions of people on the street. I found street parking, which was great. And the Century 21 is downtown near the Freedom Tower. So that's the area I was in. The financial district is where Century 21 is. It's a great store. They have everything. They have brand names. They have designer names. They have all sorts of beautiful, beautiful options. And their full price and their clearance rack. Some of their clearance rack was 90% off, folks. So, and those racks have quite the selection on them. So get yourself to Century 21 if you want to get through the winter clearance racks and find something interesting. I did get a down coat, a Vince Camuto down coat with a fur-lined hood, and it's white. Yes, I'm crazy because, you know, I don't live my life as, you know, to be neat as a pin and a slave to cleaning fluids. I live my life to be very, very comfortable. So white is a bit of a challenge for me, but it is the only color coat I don't have. And what I don't have is a good down coat, a nice warm coat to throw on to go to work or out in the snow. So I got it at Century 21. I got a great hat to go with it. And I got lucky. I got a couple of pieces of Tory Burch and Ellen Tracy. So I really did well today. I bargain, 90% off, folks. 90% off. Beautiful, beautiful choices and selections. So what did I do? I ended up going to my appointment. My appointment was a bust. I went to get a mouth scan, believe it or not, to go with an Invisalign system to straighten my teeth. My teeth are a little bit crowded, and I've noticed there's been a bit, little shift. So I went and I found a place online that had a great deal, great offer. It wasn't a Groupon, but they had a great offer on teeth straightening. So when I went, I was all prepared to get my mouth scans, and I did not get my mouth scan because I just recently had implants done, which I have mentioned before, and I had two implants done, and they've been completed. Well, unfortunately, I wish this deal for the alignment came to my attention prior to having the implants done. Implants won't move. Once they're there, they're there. They're not like teeth. Teeth will shift, implants will not. So I will not give up on straightening my teeth or uncrowding them, but I'm sure there must be a different way to approach this, or maybe I'm sunk and stuck with the teeth that I have. Either way, I will pursue this differently with my general dentist, which I'll be going to shortly, and with an orthodontist. So that was my appointment. After that, I walked out of the appointment. I was only in there for a few moments. They left me with the consent forms and the agreement, which I really appreciated. Their customer service was absolutely incredible. They were really, really nice and helpful and really great attitudes. Their company, give it to you. The company name is Smile Direct Club, and they are located at 349 6th Avenue. If you have any questions, give them a call. They are at 551-235-2029. I didn't use their service, but I'll tell you what, I wish I could have. Their attitudes and the way they treated me from the first moment I made the appointment to the reminders to their helpfulness when I called them because they sent me the map and address to their Brooklyn location. I was really very pleased just how I was treated. Now, I don't know about their service. If anybody's used them, Smile Direct Club, and had a good experience, bad experience, or whatever, give me a call and let me know. Join the conversation. Let's let people know. So girl in town left after a few minutes, and what did she do? She said, you know, here we go. Let's go find something to do. There was no direct destination for me today except for Greenwich Village. So I walked out of a Smile Direct Club, and I looked across the street, and across the street, or actually just up the street and across the street, I saw a sign. I saw a sign that attracted me to go across the street and go take a look at it. And it was a sign that said, Marie's Crisis Cafe. Well, how great is the name of a place, Marie's Crisis Cafe? So I went over to Marie's Crisis Cafe, and I go with one of the big names in coffee, and that's the coffee I drink. So I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going over there, and I'm going to have a cup of coffee at Marie's Crisis Cafe. You're not getting coffee at Marie's Crisis Cafe. This place was closed because it is a bar. In fact, it's a piano bar. I didn't know it. Couldn't tell from the outside. I had no idea what this place was about, except I couldn't see anything. And it was closed. But it's located at 59 Grove Street, New York, New York, 10014, near 7th Avenue. And it's a piano bar. The name just attracted me, and I will absolutely go back there to experience the place. But I looked them up online, and you can go to, you can look it up. Just Google it, and Marie's Crisis Cafe. It'll pop up. There's plenty of information about it. And it's the West Village. The bar is a step out of time a bit. Some places direct you to this and say it's a gay bar. Some articles say it's a gay bar. Other articles say it's a piano bar. Show tunes constantly. Apparently, this place first opened in the 1850s as a prostitute's den. It became a boy bar in the 1890s, lasted through Prohibition when it was just Marie's. The crisis papers from Thomas Paine, who died in this house, is where the crisis came from with that, with the addition of it. So it, you go, apparently it is wonderful, wonderful times, you know, and there's a beautiful mirror depicting the French and American Revolution scenes. Nobody knows the origins of that. There's a lot of mystery and conversation about the place, about ghosts and, you know, the rusty kitchen and from the bar tavern days, or, you know, the dark wood beam floor, which has soaked up quite a few memories. But it looks like it's full of pepper, and it's full of interesting people and interesting music and singing. It doesn't even matter if you can sing. It is somewhere I will definitely return to, because the name attracted me. That's what really got me to go in and, you know, to go across the street and look at it. I'll post a picture for you on the website. It's just such a great, attractive way. Now, then I thought, gee, maybe Jennifer's Crisis Cafe should serve coffee and tea and desserts where people can come in and have their little crises. Who knows? But it was really interesting to me, with a lot of history, and I will be reading much more about it. So that was Girl in Town's excursion today. Greenwich Village is a great place to go. It should be on your destination list of something to do, because it was fun. Absolute what fun. You can't go to Greenwich Village and not find something interesting. You just can't. Lots of shops, lots of shopping, lots of couture, lots of designer, lots of tea houses, coffee houses, pubs, restaurants, lots of that going on. Galleries, I didn't stumble upon any galleries, a lot of tattoo parlors and head shops, and well, you name it, you get anything you want in Greenwich Village. So make that a destination in New York City, and go down, explore, and make your life an event. So let's turn our attention back to stress and back to the strategy to create the life that you are dreaming of, that you are waiting for, that you think might just show up at the door in a package. Do you think somebody's going to go knock, 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 here's your life in a box? No. You have to make your life. And that's what we're here to talk about, is making your life. Get off the couch. For God's sakes, get off the couch. Get out of your house. It doesn't matter if it's freezing cold outside. It doesn't matter if it's sweltering hot. You've got to go out and experience the world. You can do it alone. You can find groups of people to do it. And no, it is not hard to make new friends. It's hard to avoid making. Set your goals. Make your dreams come true. Build this. Start building it like a Lego creation. Start building and saying, you know, what is it I want? That's the hardest part. And if you call me, I can draw a line for you. I can push you to take those first steps forward to create your life. Once you know what you want, then the strategy can be easy. It won't be easy work like Lady Gaga. Oh, before I forget, Lady Gaga, look up her Tiffany ad. I just thought that that was so beautifully done. But listen to her words. It's on YouTube. In fact, let me just real quick look it up, because you, just to hear her speak about who she is and what she feels, everybody should hear. Everybody should love to change. Get the energy from what happens when life changes. But she talks about how she decides to change. That's what I'm encouraging you to do. Is once you make a decision to change your life, the rest is easy. Hard work, but it's easy to do that work toward that change, toward making your life better, or just making it where you want it to be. Set your deadlines to get things done and accomplish them, and do them with good attitude and behavior. Our behavior goes wrong most often in this world because we live in a stressful situation. We live in stressful situations because we decide to live in stressful situations. Yeah, We do. Life is stressful, period. So your design and your strategy to living and living well should be to alleviate stress. Can we alleviate stress 100%? No, we absolutely cannot. But we can alleviate most of what we can control. Get a grip on what's going on in your environment. Your environment can be the result or can result in heavy duty stress in your life. That's what I'm suggesting you change first. Sounds like the dog is stressed. Stress of your life environmentally can be harsh and hard on your everyday life. What are the signs of stress? Low energy. So low energy comes from having a feeling like you cannot get something done. Hang on a minute, folks.
Sarah, can I help you?
I have a feeling the cat is antagonizing the dog. Sorry about that, folks. So let's get back to the symptoms of stress. Low energy, headaches, upset stomach, including diarrhea, constipation, nausea, aches, pains, and tense muscles, chest pain, rapid heartbeat, insomnia, frequent colds and infections, just the feeling of or actually being run down, loss of sexual desire and or ability, loss of interest. Now we're starting to look at what depression looks like. Stress can absolutely positively lead to depression, because we start putting inside of our hearts and our souls the feelings of negativity, the feelings of agitation, the feelings of anger. And we do that and we put that away and we push it down deep inside of us. And that is where we get stressed.
Or we suffer from depression and anxiety.
So those are the symptoms of stress. But what's causing your stress? What exactly is going on that is causing you stress that you can control? Now, God forbid, something happens in our lives and we didn't see it coming, and then we go into grief. That's something completely different. Sometimes stressors happen organically, just spur of the moment, like car alarms going off and beeping. It happened here about an hour ago, just before the show, and it went on for quite some time. Somebody's car alarm was going off. It's not like you're out in the suburbs and a car alarm is going off. People pretty much hear their car in their driveway going off. When you live in a high-rise or mid-rise building, car alarm going off, they may not hear their car for quite some time, and it sounded like that's what happened, and it caused stress. People were yelling out their windows, people were on their balconies, trying to see what was going on, and frankly, it just took some time, but it stressed people out. Amazingly, more than I expected it to, it's just patience. What can you do about it? What can you do about it? Getting angry about it now just leads you to that fight or flight response. I challenge you to question your responses to any given situation. If you're in harm's way, then fight or flight is necessary. But a car alarm beeping, you know what? It's an inconvenience, probably for a very short time. So we have to really examine it and see what's going to happen in the next few moments when these agitations happen and how we handle it. This is where road rage comes from as well. We're not thinking it through. We're not responding well to a situation that we find distasteful, right? But we're not responding to it well, and we're allowing that stress to overwhelm us and to overcome us. So, stressors like beeping, car alarms, traffic, telemarketers calling during dinner time, telemarketers calling at all, you know, financial strains in your life, illness, or God forbid, a death. You know, your home could be out of control with clutter. And in comparison to a death, you know, it sounds minor, but it's not. It is such a negative effect on your well-being to have your home out of control with clutter, or an office piled high with papers. And some may not even need any attention. They just got piled up. Maybe they're just done and there's a pile. Well, you know what I say, an inch pile equals an hour file. What do we need it for? And the world of scanning and digital filing, which I totally and completely promote, we don't need all this paper around, and we need to organize it and get it into your computer well so that you can find everything that you need. But why does this visual affect us in such a negative way? Because it insults us. It insults us when we look at something that's not attractive, and or we look at something that we have to argue with. And what does that mean? We have to move things out of the way, or we're afraid if we need a piece of paper, everything's going to tumble off the desk. You know, I'm in the process of cleaning my desk and cleaning my office out, and go through the process of scanning everything and getting rid of all of my paper as I would with any client. And, you know, when you downsize, you really have to make changes, and you have to intentionally create a system so that you live better. If you don't, then you're overwhelmed. Who wants to be a slave to moving stuff around just for the sake of keeping it for the what if? Who wants to be a slave to that? Life is worth living, not being a slave to a bunch of papers. So that's the point. When something insults us, we want to get rid of it. Either we're going to confront it or we're going to run from it. And that's the human response to flight or fight. So how to ease your ills? Well, I'm going to tell you, there are many ways to ease your ills. And, you know, people are going to tell you how to reduce stress and how to get healthy. And you know what? Pick one thing. But I will tell you this. AARP magazine, and I'm going to tell you which issue it is, if it says. It's the December 2016 and January 2017 magazine. I am a member of AARP, so I got this magazine. And what's really cool is they've got on page 16 and 17 a chart. And this is very well done, in my opinion, and that's why I'm mentioning it to you. It's the article is the health report, and it's fast fixes for what ails you. And it's a really simplified way of handling whatever's going on. So if you're too busy this season to focus on your health, you might be surprised by what you can do in just a few minutes. It's giving you the suggestion of 1 minute fixes, 10 minute fixes, and 30 minute fixes to what ails you. And it gives you seven things that is ailing you. Low energy, weight loss, sleep deprivation, heart disease, headaches, diabetes, and depression. All of these things are stress responses. Low energy, weight loss, sleep deprivation, heart disease, headaches, diabetes, depression. All of these things are results of stress, or put stress in. And it gives this great chart. For example, a 10-minute fix to sleep deprivation is write something down when it's bothering you and don't go to bed before jotting down how you're going to fix it. Oh, sounds like a strategy to me. Taking a worry, writing it down, and putting something down on paper that says how you're going to fix it. It's called a plan, folks. It's being intentional about your life. It is making the intent to fix something instead of letting it continue on and bother you. It's cleaning the clutter between your ears. It's so important, and it takes 10 minutes to do this. It's not the plan completely. It is the problem, and it's the steps you're going to take to change that situation, and the steps you're going to take to fix the problem. That is one of the 10-minute solutions on fast fixes for what ails you in the AARP December, January 2017 magazine. I loved it. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. Just so simple, the things that they are suggesting to help you get through some of the worries and some of the ails, some of the stressors. I personally want to talk about your environment and organizing. Since I blog post today, this week's organizing project that I want to suggest to you is that you get into your coat closet and clean it out. Anything that you haven't worn this year or last year and it's still hanging in your coat closet, it may just be time to donate that coat. Donate that coat. There are a lot of organizations that need coats to give to the homeless or the elderly or people who just can't afford a coat. So get the coats that are taking up space in your world that you're not going to use again, especially if you just bought a new one, and get rid of something that you're not choosing anymore. So organize your coat closet, because I guarantee you there's lots of umbrellas in there, maybe one or two that don't work anymore. You probably have some boots in there that have a little bit of dust on them that you haven't touched either. We did not get a whole gigantic amount of snow yet here on the east, northeast coast, tri-state area of New York City. And you know what? Maybe it's coming. Maybe it isn't. I really thought we were going to have a harder winter. But just because you didn't wear boots this year and you made a good investment in them, clean them up and put them back. But clean out the other stuff in there that you're definitely not going to use. You know what I'm talking about. So make the effort and organize that coat closet, and it will also make you feel better. But I will tell you that one of the things that I enjoy and takes the stress off of me as far as work is concerned, or volunteer work that I do, or goals that I have set that are challenging and I feel are just taking forever or taking too long to reach them, I like to look at beautiful things. So I'm going to make that suggestion as well, along with the AARP magazine, Fast Fixes What Ails You. And I know there's lots of magazine suggestions out there, and there's lots of books, and self-help is one of the biggest industries going. But I like to look at beautiful things. So as you're decluttering your world and as you're decluttering your space and as you're cleaning out your office, take something that's attractive to you that you really enjoy looking at. It doesn't matter if it's a small statue or a nice lamp or, you know, even your calendar book or your next documenting notebook, and make it attractive. Two things will happen. One, you're going to want to look at it. It's going to make you smile. Two, you're going to value it and respect it, because it's something that's just a step up from, you know, just your regular old spiral notebook. It's going to give it a sense of priority for you. And it's going to also start to define who you are. It will show how you care about yourself and how you carry yourself through your workday or in your home. I like to look at beautiful things, whether I look at them in a magazine or I look at them right straight in front of me. I like my home to be satisfying. Like I said, cleaning out my desk. So when I clean out a desk, everything's coming out and everything has to be sorted and everything has to be decided on. So I'm in the process of doing that myself. Yes, you have to continually do these things because life changes. My business has changed. My life has changed. So I need new things to support what those changes have caused. And I need to eliminate the old things that really don't support me or the way I used to work anymore. So one more thing to mention to you, and read. Everybody read something, anything. Read the back of your toothpaste. Read. Beef up your reading. Do you know that reading is going to not only make you more informed, it's going to give you pleasure and release stress, especially if it's something that you enjoy reading. But it's going to educate you. It's going to give you a new perspective. It's going to give you some new ways of thinking, even if it's all just simply entertaining. It's going to make you a more interesting person. It's also going to increase your verbal skills. It's also going to increase your writing skills. So it's really important to read whenever you can. I have a book to recommend to you, and I couldn't even find it on Amazon. So maybe it's out of print, and if you can find it in a secondhand store, I'll never get rid of my copy. This book is called Swell, A Girl's Guide to the Good Life. It's written by Cynthia Rowley and Eileen Rosenzweig. And Cynthia Rowley is a designer. In fact, you know, I'm not sure what stores carry her line. In fact, I want to say I saw Cynthia Rowley in Lord & Taylor. I have seen her items in TJ Maxx as well. And Eileen Rosenzweig, I want to say The Times. I hope I have that right. She used to be a fashion editor for The Times. And the two of them wrote this book. And it's just, it's a fun book. It was a gift from a very close friend of mine many years ago. I have to say 10, even maybe even 20 years ago, I was given this book because I was told that when she read the book, she said, "This is you." I thought it was a great compliment, but it's quite funny. They talk about, you know, how to be, you know, being an imperfect hostess, how to celebrate New Year's, you know, short order cooking. There's Meet Madam X. There's no greater challenge in a girl's galleon side than an unscheduled encounter with his ex. So, you know, there's chivalry, topic of chivalry. There's customize your cliches as the calendar pages blow toward Valentine's Day. You're thumbing through catalogs, deliberating between singing umbrella, would he find it funny, and electric loofah, would he use it? Red alert, jump out of your mental tie box. Sure, you don't want to be in the fourth grade girlfriend to give him boxes with hearts, but you can re-release the classics. Give him a box of chocolate, a big red toolbox loaded with red-handled screwdrivers, a hammer, a power drill, sweetened with Hershey's Kisses, with all those drill bits and screws. You should have no trouble thinking of a sexy note. Try a panty bouquet. Roll up a dozen red lacy undies in a box full of long stems. Apply the same fuzzy logic to every gifting opportunity. Just how to add a little bit of flavor to your world and be swell. I love this book, and it's unfortunate it's out of print, and I highly recommend it. If you find it in a used bookstore, you should pick it up. It's just, it's entertaining, makes you smile, and it makes you think, you know what, I really take things too seriously, and I really should lighten up a bit. That's what that book taught me. Anyway, I am Jennifer Ryan, your host of CNO Solutions Radio. This is our podcast from www.createneworder.com, organizer and strategist, helping you get motivated and inspired to live a better life, or let's change that, to dream it, build it, and be the life you want. This is your strategy to make your life as full or as minimal as you want it to be. Life is good. Go out there and make it good for yourself. Stay in, make it good for yourself. It's all about your happiness. It's all about your stress level. It's all about your fulfillment and then what you also will offer to others. You'll be a better person. You'll feel better. You'll reflect on things better. You'll probably smile more. Get comfortable in your shoes and get uncomfortable with getting out, making life an event. Once again, Create New Order Solutions podcast. www.createneworder.com. Dream it, folks. Build it and be the strategy of your life. You can create yourself to be anything you want to be. Thank you for joining me on February 5th, 2017. And we'll be back next Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Another discussion, another conversation. And we look forward to your questions to get inspired and motivated to live a great life. Have a good evening. Enjoy your week.